For CRI News, this is Bob Jones. Chinese President Xi Jinping on Saturday strongly condemned the terrorist attack at a hotel in the Malian capital, Bamako, during which at least 27 people were killed, including the three Chinese nationals. In his statement, Xi Jinping also expressed his deepest sympathy and condolences to the families of the victims of this latest attack. He also noted that China would work with the international community to fight against such horrifying terrorist attacks and help maintain world peace and stability. At the same time, Chinese Premier Li Keqiang also expressed condolences to the victims' families and called for intensified efforts to effectively safeguard the safety and legal rights of Chinese nationals and institutions abroad. Earlier, the Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi, who is currently in Kuala Lumpur, said he was deeply saddened to hear that three Chinese citizens were killed in the Radisson Blu Hotel in Bamako. Wang strongly condemned the atrocity and said China would work with the international community to fight against terrorism. Meanwhile, Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hong Lei also expressed indignation at the Malian hotel attack. He added that the Chinese Foreign Ministry and the Chinese Embassy in Mali had launched an emergency response mechanism immediately and had conducted rescue operations. Hong Lei also confirmed that four Chinese nationals had been rescued. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang has sat down for talks with leaders from ASEAN countries to discuss future cooperation in Southeastern Asia. Li Keqiang pledged that China will deepen diplomatic ties with the ASEAN bloc. Malaysia holds the ASEAN rotating chair this year. For his part, Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak said China's continued support and contribution to regional initiatives are proof of its commitment to the region. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang has announced a Chinese government pledge of around $15 million to continue the search for missing Malaysian Airlines flight MH370. Li Keqiang has made the pledge while meeting with Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull in Kuala Lumpur. Families of the victims have been concerned the search for the missing airliner in the southern Indian Ocean may be called off, as questions have been raised about who will finance the continued search for the missing flight. MH370 disappeared on March the 8th last year, while on a flight from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing with 239 people on board, two-thirds of whom were Chinese. Physical evidence discovered earlier this year on Reunion Island off the east coast of Africa is supporting earlier suggestions the missing flight went down somewhere off the west coast of Australia. Beijing Public Security Bureau says the Chinese capital has enhanced its security and anti-terrorism response with heavier police presence and stricter checks on parcels. Beijing raised its security level last Sunday, 2 days after the Paris terrorist attacks. More police have been mobilised across the city, and more stringent checks will be imposed on courier services, large events, and public transportation. It's being reported that the Belgian authorities have charged a third suspect in connection with last week's Paris terror attacks. The suspect is among those arrested in Thursday's raids in various districts of Brussels on suspicion of participating in a terrorist attack and belonging to a terrorist group. Thursday's raid targeted people suspected of having links with Bilal Hadfi, who blew himself up at the Stade de France football stadium. Two other arrests were made on Thursday in the districts of Laeken and Jette, and one of those arrested was freed without charge. The Belgian Prime Minister says the terror threat level in Brussels region has been increased to maximum because the authorities received information on the risk of an attack similar to Paris. This has forced the closure of all metro stations in the city. Officials in charge of the city's public transport system say the metro will remain closed at least until 1 o'clock on Sunday morning. Local authorities have also been advised to cancel large events and are urging people to avoid crowds. Belgium is at the centre of the investigation into last week's terror attacks in Paris. One of the suspects from Brussels is still at large. China's weather observatory has issued a blue alert for snowstorms in Beijing and neighbouring regions. Blue is the lowest of the four-tier colour-coded weather warning system. China's meteorological authority forecasts snowstorms will hit the Inner Mongolia Autonomous Region and northern provinces of Shanxi and Hebei, as well as Beijing and Tianjin municipalities on Saturday and Sunday. Some areas are expected to see snowfall of up to 12 millimetres. It has also been suggested snow-hit areas take precautions as temperatures are also forecast to plunge. For CRI News, this is Bob Jones.